بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد In the last lesson we derived some guidance given in the Quran in relation to the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam while he was sent to Pharaoh. Most important points which I mentioned to you in the last lesson were already discussed. One thing remaining in taking all those precautions and acting with wisdom while conveying the message of Allah Jalla Majduhu to the Pharaoh, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam both executed the duty in the best possible manner. For a long time. But as you all know, that Pharaoh did not take any heed. He did not accept their message. He rejected again and again while asking to see many signs, and after the signs and mu'jizat and bayyinat were shown to him, he still rejected. So I want you to understand very clearly that even though you perform the duties of Amar bil Maruf wa Nahy anil Munkar according to the best of your abilities and knowledge which you should attain, your responsibility is not that force other persons to accept the message, or nor to expect that definitely the other person should do whatever you are telling him, what you are asking him to do. If the other person does not respond positively, then don't become upset because he has exercised his choice which Allah gave him. And Allah Jalla Majduhu himself will ask him on the day of judgment, you have fulfilled your responsibility. That's all Allah Jalla Majduhu wanted you to do. So many times when people do the work of da'wah, calling other people to Allah Jalla Majduhu and to the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they become distressed and they become pessimistic when they don't see the response, positive response. At that stage, one should also consider his or her own weaknesses as well, because we are not prophets and messengers. There will be shortcomings in us. But you should also understand that even if the message is conveyed in the best possible manner, still some people will reject. Most will reject. That's how what the case has been for most of the prophets and messengers of Allah. So you have not been sent as an angel to force others and subdue others to the command of God, because if Allah wanted to do that, He could have done that Himself without your interference and without your making you as a mean of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's purpose is not that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's purpose is that the people should believe on the message which I sent, on the message which I conveyed, and believe on the unseen. So many times you will be asking your colleague in your workplace or your neighbor or your son, your brother, anyone it could can be, and you are trying, acting upon the commands of Sharia yourself, and you are trying to also convey the message to that person, or if it's a woman, your sister, your daughter, your wife, she has a choice to reject you. You should not stop giving da'wah and doing the good work which you have been asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have been only, you can say, held responsible by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to convey the message. Now, that person accepts or rejects, that is up to him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he guides him or not. It has been, that's why many people come frustrated and they leave people, they say that they don't listen. They are not listening. They are not responding. At that time, you should understand that Allah Jalla Majhu said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. O my messenger, you cannot guide who you love. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. But Allah guides, there are two translations, who He wills, or Allah guides who wants to be guided. So, مَنْ يَشَاءَ can have two meanings here. One is that Allah guides whomever He wills, and second meaning, if the zameer is pronounced to the person, then Allah guides who wants to be guided, who have some initiation, who have some want, and who doesn't want, then Allah is not in need of anyone. Allah definitely guides who wants to be guided. That is the promise of Allah Jalla Majhu. To some, Allah guides as His fazl. But adl is that whoever asks guidance sincerely, with sincerity of the heart, and puts effort, Allah definitely guides him. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. If you read the Quran, it is very clear, Allah Jalla Majhu has said, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَرَأَتَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَفَرُوا مَرَأَتَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Now, کیسے جاد آئے؟ وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا رُمْرَةَ نُوحٍ وَمْرَأَتَ لُوتٍ كَانَتَا تَحْتَ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا صَالِحَيْنِ فَخَانَتَاهُمَا فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَقِيلَ ادْخُلَا النَّارَ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ. Allah Jalla Majhu said that Allah gives the example of two women who were the wives and under the supervision of two of the prophets and messengers, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam and Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. They were wives of those two prophets. Now Allah is giving an example to non-believers. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. یہی ہے نا سجاد. ہاں كَفَرُوا کہ giving an example of kuffar and for kuffar, the local disbelievers, the two of my servants and my messengers had two wives of them. They denied and they said, we will not accept your message. Although they were very, had great intimacy with them, day and night they lived with them. For more than century they lived with us. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam's wife lived for centuries with him. But they did not believe. Both of their wives did not believe, and they did not become even Muslim. O Muslimaan bhi nahi. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show and convey many things. One of it that do not be upset if people, you are doing effort and you are not seeing good results of it, positive results of it. That is not up to you. Many time prophets and messengers have come, and their sons and their wives, like Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, have not listened to them. So, great wisdom in these verses of the Quran. I will not go into them. Moving to the next part. وَدَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Then Allah SWT says, I gave the example for the believers of the wife of Pharaoh. So Allah SWT mentioned that how she became Muslim and how she prayed to Allah SWT and how steadfast she was on the iman which Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam conveyed the message to her. Sayyida Asiya alayhi salam, who radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was the companion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the wife of him. So Allah Jalla Majdahu is saying that this is the example for believers, that if you want to believe and you want to do good action, no one can stop you. Everyone can have control over your body, your physical existence, your food, but no one can by force control your heart and mind. By force they cannot control your mind. They cannot either make you believe or disbelieve in something. Who can be more under control and suppression than the wife of Pharaoh? At that time, that one cannot even think about the rights of women. That aside, she was the wife of Pharaoh, and he tortured her day and night with different tools and in different ways. And finally, she became martyred. She was killed by him in different ways. He prepared to throw her into boiling oil. That leave Imam, either I will roast you. But she was steadfast. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that people who will believe and who will accept, they will accept my message. They will not come up with excuse, this person says this to me, that person says this to me, I cannot, the society is very bad, the governments are very bad, my neighbors are very bad. My wife is not good. My husband is not good. Whose husband can be bad than the husband of Pharaoh? And whose husband can be good than the, you can say, husband of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam and Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam as their husband, prophets and messengers? So this means that Allah Jalla Majdahu has given the freedom of accept man sha afal yu'min wa man sha afal yakfur. Whoever wants to believe, let him believe, and whoever wants to disbelieve, let him disbelieve. So your and my responsibility, you should know where that line is drawn. Our responsibility regarding enjoining good and forbidding evil is lies until unto conveying the message. If we don't do that, then we are held responsible. We will be punished. Because we have not fulfilled our responsibility. The next responsibility, either that person believes, or that person leaves the sin and comes into righteous life, that is up to him. Hazrat, one of the prophet and messenger mentioned, probably Hazrat, Hud alayhi salam or Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, their nation and their home and community said, قَالُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا. When Hazrat Hud alayhi salam preached, Hazrat Salih alayhi salam was any one of those that preached to their community and they conveyed the message of God Almighty Allah, they said, قَالُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا. It is equal for you, for us. Awa'alta am lam takun min al-wa'izin. If you counsel us, if you preach us or do not preach to us, if you remind us or do not remind, it is equal to us. We are not going to believe. So they said, we are the prophet of Allah. You are wasting your time. We are not to listen to you. So this choice and this strong, you can say, rejection or actually acceptance of Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everyone this. That is why you see believers and disbelievers in this world. You see people who don't believe in God, Allah Jalla Wa'idhu as well. Atheist, and worse than atheist, the antagonist who doesn't believe in anything at all. Atheists believe at least they have some idea of before life, before beginning or etc. They believe in something. They are atheists. And antagonists are those people who are extreme people who do not believe at all anything. They say, we are just born and we just die. That's all, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this choice. He will not force you. He has said he will not force you up into Iman or Amal Salih. It's you. First you enter to the circle of Iman by choice, then you enter the circle of Taqwa by choice as well. No force is there. Because Allah Jalla Majdhu has said in the Quran, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا. If we use our power, if we were willing, if I will, then everyone would have been had his guidance and believers. Everyone would have been guided and believed. So Allah subhanahu has very clearly said that if I will, I use my power. Then you see heavens, angels, the sky, the moon, all other creation, everyone is following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command. Otherwise, two people I knew, they want to marry each other. One was one religion, one was the other religion. Then the person, boy, you can say the boy's parents knew, they said that you cannot marry that girl because she is from that religion. Unless she changes into your religion. The girl's parents say, you cannot marry that boy unless he changes to your religion. So they were very strict on their parents. They, both of them, they decided that our parents say this, that we cannot get married, but we still like each other, we are going to get married. Hum shaadi karenge. How? We will both leave our religion. Hum dono apne madad ho. Tum apna deen chhod do, main apna deen chhod deta. That is fair deal. No, I have to leave my religion for you, you for mine. We both leave our religion. So they both became atheists, and then they were believers first, their great-grandparents, and now from their generation, atheists are actually being born continuously, because they say we leave them themselves now. So they both actually abandoned their religion and married. And then, so Allah Jalla Majdahu has given this choice to humans and jinn as well, that you can do it. So at no time you should have this in your mind, that I am enforced to do something. No. You are mature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to hold you responsible when you are mature only. Baligh, you know the hell, details of hell and paradise. You should make your decision yourself. There is nothing forced on you at all. So that was the last point I wanted to mention to you regarding the story, or you can say the story of Musa alayhi salam, that after all, Pharaoh rejected everything. So this means that best knowledge you can have, best method you can use, still people will reject you. But that's not your responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him that, why they have not accepted. You were only asked to convey the message. دس بجے ہے نماز تو ابھی نماز کا وقت ہو گیا ہے تو انشاءاللہ نماز کی تیاری کرے سبحانک اللہم وبحمدک اشہد ان لا الہ الا انت استغفرک واتوب الیک